This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. We're still following the big story of the hour. The Romney ticket is now the Romney-Ryan ticket. Republican candidate Mitt Romney has chosen his running mate, Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin. For more on the choice, I'm joined by NPR's Ron Elving and Don Gagne. So, gentlemen, what does this signify beyond refashioning the ticket? What does it say about strategy, about message?
You know, it's not just a face change here. It's not just amplifying the ticket in a personality sense. It's also, I would say, a fundamental shift in the way Mitt Romney is running for president. I mean, he has, since March or April when he wrapped up the nomination, he's really been on a kind of cruise control campaign where he said, look, I'm pretty sure the economy is going to be pretty bad this fall still, and people are going to want a new president. So I'm going to do the best job I can of being somebody other than Barack Obama. And he's pretty much been doing that. The polls are not great at the moment, given the economy. The president is still doing okay. He's still around 50%, and Romney seems to be lagging a little bit, especially this past week. So they have shaken things up. Now they're bringing in somebody who sends a fundamentally different message, that is, it's time the country takes a radically different direction. It's not enough to just be different from Barack Obama. We want to go 180 degrees in a different direction. We want to reorder the federal spending and taxing priorities and go back to the spirit of the early years of Ronald Reagan.
So what do you think, Don? Does how much difference could this choice make in terms of winning or losing? Does a vice presidential choice ever make a difference?
Traditionally, they do not make much of a difference. They can do more harm than they can do good. But this really will change the dialogue. And it's going to take Mitt Romney places that we have not seen Mitt Romney go yet. And that may prove to be very meaningful.
Now, Mr. Ryan accused the Obama campaign of not having a plan. Here he is this morning.
President Obama and too many like him in Washington have refused to make difficult decisions because they are more worried about their next election than they are about the next generation. We might have been able to get away with that before, but not now. We're in a different and dangerous moment. We're running out of time, and we can't afford four more years of this.
Do you think that Paul Ryan gets some kind of credit from the electorate for having a proposal, even if a substantial number of people are likely to disagree with his proposal? Don, you want to start?
In the abstract, people do like those who do more than just criticize. They like those who offer their own solution. And that is something that Paul Ryan has said throughout his career, and especially in the past couple of years, that you can't just tear down what the other side is doing. But, as the old cliche goes, the devil is in the details, and the details of the Ryan plan are going to get a real debate and a real airing out, especially in swing states, especially in places like Ohio and Florida, where you start talking about Medicare and Social Security, and people get very nervous.
You know, it's more than the details. It's the basic thrust of the whole Ryan plan, which is that we need to further lower taxes on the wealthy, further lower taxes on corporations, exempt the Defense Department from any kind of cuts, and do all the cutting over on the social side, including Medicare and Social Security for future generations. That is a fundamental change, and people are going to take a look at that. When he says, we need politicians with the courage to tell you the truth, when a politician says that, what he's going to tell you next is probably going to be pretty strong medicine. It may not be what everybody wants to take.
I remember that Walter Mondale did that. He said, they won't tell you the truth, I will. And look where it got him. Nowhere.
Didn't get him to the White House.
Thank both of you very much for everything that you've done for us during the course of the morning. NPR's Ron Elving and Don Gagne.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Linda.